Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is DeLon White, R&B soul singer of Ambient Records, and you are listening to Bianca Fly on her beautiful Butterfly Radio Show, part of the Vibration Radio Network, where she gives interviews, information, and covers all types of topics.
And welcome, everyone, to the Beautiful Butterfly Show. I'm your host, Bianca Fly. Want to say happy Wednesday to you guys out there. I know that many of you are in the kitchen or on your way to somebody's kitchen to get prepared for the Thanksgiving holiday. And maybe you're not. Maybe you're working, grinding, making those goals, pushing it because the end of the year will be here before we know it. We are excited that you guys are joining us this evening. We got a special guest joining our broadcast this evening, you guys. We got LeBron Baker, who's going to be joining us. He is also known as songwriter Heart of the Pen. And so he's going to be joining us tonight, you guys. And so we're going to be discussing some of the music that he has created. And he's going to give you a little inside scoop on how he became a songwriter and what music and sounds have inspired him over the year. And we're talking about, going to be also talking about his upcoming album, R&B is Back. He has written some, wrote some amazing songs and has some great people on these tracks and who has helped produce them. He's bringing you that real R&B feel-good music. So he's going to be joining us this evening, you guys. So definitely stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, if you didn't know, the Beautiful Butterfly Show is brought to you by Vibration Radio. That means you're listening to a show that's being broadcast globally. So big shouts out to our friends and supporters at Vibration Radio, as well as to our supporters at Ambient Records in Kansas City, and our folks in Marrero, Louisiana at The Shop. They got the best decorating and wings and all-around great environment. So if you're ever down there in Marrero, Louisiana, make sure you go and check them out at 3609 West Bank Highway. Tell them B-Fly sent you their way. But nevertheless, folks, tonight, if you have some questions or comments, for our guests, feel free to call in. The number is 347-326-9139 is the number. We would love to hear from you guys this evening. Or I know many of you guys are listening while you're traveling from work or to other destinations, and we appreciate that and your support. So tonight, folks, you're going to be hearing some also some live tracks that Heart of the Pen that has helped write also. So you're going to be hearing some great music this evening also. And if you want to be a guest, we get a lot of inquiries and a lot of inboxes on people saying, how do I get on the show? How do I get on the show? Well, here it goes. All you have to do is send your bio, press kit, songs, you name it, to V-T-H-E-B, just the letter B, flyshow@gmail.com, and we will let you guys know where our availability is. But you know, the end of the year is coming up, and we are wrapping up and concluding our final season, you guys, of the Beautiful Butterfly Show. And so we're going to have a lot more guests that are going to be coming through, and we're going to go out with a bang We've been doing this thing for about 9 years now. So we're going to be switching some gears. But nevertheless, B5 will still be around and still be at it. We're just going to change some gears for a minute. But, yeah. But we're still going to give you some awesome guests, some awesome interviews, as always. You guys know I'm not going to give you anything but the best. And so we're going to play a little music, you guys, and then we're going to have our special guest, Heart of the Pen, join us here shortly on the Beautiful Butterfly Show. So you guys don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more right here on the Beautiful Butterfly Show.
Yes. Genesis Blue.
This is the rock
sound. I used to be that creamy crack perm hair kid with no edges. My mama fed me biscuits and ramen with no veggies. The only thing my family passed down was bad credit. Who knew that it was greatness within that I'd inherit? Who knew the kid would have it? Ambitious, so I grabbed it. Stayed into social work, but ended up like a car pusher, papers to pay rent. Sweater time came and went. Grave shift, slave shift. I'm like, man, wait a minute. I ain't for this. I want to be a pioneer, so I'm serving up them good boys like Mr. Belvedere. Now I'm back in the lab to re-up and re-up. I guess I'll join the band camp and put my city on the map. I'm trying to mess up the game like Light and Shantae, but these days real talent don't get no play. They celebrating the faith while they promote self-hate, but you can't steal my soul because I'm so natural. Yeah, we so natural. You're better with sound, we so classical. And we deserve it. 100% with no preservative. Come on, we so natural. You're better with sound, we so classical. Hey, and we deserve it. 100% with no preservatives. No preservatives, I mean genuine. Queens by design and kings by bloodline. So you would never catch me on Canal Street. And if you don't follow me, check out my IG. MC Genesis Blue, self-proclaimed emperors. Cause I don't need social media to tell me that I'm it. Known for my quick wit, rep the soft like Big Rich. But they can't figure me out like pyramids in Egypt. I might rock a curly fro or some kinky twist. And my credit card's the only thing made of plastic. Not being sarcastic, but you get the idea. Well, unless you're fake, cause we'll recognize real. Straight out the boondocks with the heart of young Huey. I ain't a cocky kid, so label me unruly. I mean unruly, don't misrepresent it. You can't knock us off cause we so authentic. Yeah, we so natural. You're better with sound, we so classical. Hey, and we deserve it. 100% with no preservatives. Come on, we so natural. You're better with sound, we so classical. Hey, and we deserve it. 100% with no preservatives.
There were times when the skies were kind of gray. Attitudes can make you leave, but love will make you stay. Collectively we made the choice to see this thing through. There were so many people that were in our ears, but we never gave in to our fears. We were resolute, and today's the living proof.
I think I knew what the only word we need to say.
Say.
We believe in nothing, it will always be this way.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we trust God, we just do our thing. We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it, babe.
Tell me non-believers, you know haters gonna hate.
Hey,
ain't nothing gonna stop us from making vows today. As long as we trust God and we just do our thing, we're gonna make it, we're gonna make it, babe.
So many tears of joy, our eyes are red. Finally we get to say the words that we are aware. And we're gathered here with friends and family. No longer will we wonder about what might be. We're standing side by side, making history. And as we learn, my love will always burn.
I think I'm the only word we need to say.
We need to say.
Nothing will always be this way. As long as we trust God and we just do our thing, we're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. Tell me non-believers, you know haters gonna
hate.
As long as we trust God and we just do our thing, we're gonna make it,
we're gonna make it, baby. Oh, 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 oh. I'm giving my life to you. For better or worse, let no man tear asunder. Hey,
hey. I think that you are the only word we need to say.
Yeah.
We believe in nothing, it will always be this way. As long as we trust God,
as long
as we trust God,
as long
as
we trust God.
Tell me non-believers, you know haters gonna
hate. Gotta hate.
Nothing will stop us from making vows today.
Nothing.
As long as we trust God, we just do
our
thing. We're gonna make it, babe.
Everything I want is in you. First day of the rest of our lives. Hey, yeah. I know that we're gonna make it.
I think I knew what the only word we need to
say. Only word,
the
only word.
As long as we trust God, we just do.
I'm trusting in God, I'm trusting in you, baby.
There'll be non-believers, ain't nothing gonna stop us. As long as we trust God, we just do our thing.
about to call my niggas and go out tonight. Because my girl just left me for the second time. And that shit wasn't right. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said that shit wasn't right. Ooh, yeah. She fucked up and she blew it. Leaving me was fucked up. But you did me a favor. But you did me a favor. Cause now I'm glad that you let me go. I'm glad that you didn't stay. Cause now I'm gonna tell the world. Just one thing. Just one thing.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Beautiful Butterfly Show. I'm your host, Bianca Fly. And tonight, as promised, you guys, we are joined by Heart of the Pen songwriter, LeBron. Are you there?
I am. What's going on?
Welcome. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right, man. I'm a little nervous, but I'm cool, though. I'm chilling,
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And so for the folks out there, you've been on the show a few times before. You've come on here and shared some amazing songs with us. And so for the people out here, this may be their first time hearing you speak. Tell them a little bit about yourself. Who is LeBron, Heart of the Pen?
All right, no problem. First, let me thank you once again for having me on your show. It's always a pleasure, and it's always a great honor to be on your show. So I definitely enjoy being on here, I'm able to be on it. So first, let me thank you, also for that. As far as everybody who's tuned in, my name is LeBron. I go by Heart of the Pen. I'm a songwriter. I'm not an artist. I'm a songwriter. Basically, what I do, I write and I arrange songs And then I get them to artists to put their voices behind my songwriting. Then I take the songs and I promote them. I promote the song to promote me as a songwriter. So that's basically what I do. I put the songs out as singles and promote me as a songwriter. So when you hear records and they're by Hall of Pen, they're not necessarily by my book because I don't sing. But the artists put, like I said, the artists, they do their thing with the vocals, but what you actually listen for is the actual songwriting of the records. So that's basically what I do. I'm a songwriter. I write, I create. I enjoy music. I enjoy life as much as I can. I'm a father. I'm also a husband as well. So, you know, I'm out here trying to get it like I live.
Awesome, awesome. And so, for you, what began that connection between you and music? When did you first discover that love and that passion that you had, not only for music, but eventually getting into songwriting?
Well, I've always been a fan of music since I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Since when record players was actually a thing at one point in time, like back in the late 80s, some of my favorite people were like Michael Jackson. I like Keith Sweat. Some of my favorite R&B people are people like Drew Hill, 112, SWV, to name a few. I like Jaheim a lot, to name a few. I like some different music, but R&B music has always been like my main thing. Of course, I love hip hop as well. So I've always been a lover of music, just listening around the house. You know, watching certain people on TV at shows, entertaining, stuff like that. So it's always been a part of, my makeup and a part of my culture or whatnot. I got into songwriting. Well, first I started out writing poetry when I was like in middle school. That's when I really started getting into it in general. Started writing poetry. I started writing songs my first year of high school. I remember I was in a class. I was supposed to be paying attention at the time, but I wasn't. I had a song at the time by Case and Joe, the R&B singer named Joe. I can't remember the name of the record, but it was a song that was on my mind at the time. And I kind of took the melody and the melody in the form of that record, and I wrote my first song, Pen to Pad, in that class. And ever since then, you know, I've always been into songwriting. I didn't really get into it like seriously till I would say a little bit after I was in college. I went to college for a couple of years. I didn't necessarily finish, but I was there a little bit during that time, and more so after that time, that's when I really started to take my songwriting a little bit more seriously. So I would say I've been doing that seriously off and on for about maybe 10, 15 years, I would say. So that's basically the history of that.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I know you also mentioned writing poetry, and actually I think one of the songs that we're going to be playing tonight came from a poem. Is that right? Black Rose?
Yes and no. What happened was the song actually came first. The song came first. And then I would say a little bit later on, I turned it to a poem and I shared it on my website, which I could see that you saw it, paid attention to, so I appreciate that.
Awesome. And so, of course, for you, when it comes to creating or writing a song. What inspires you? What have you found that inspires you and gets you motivated to write music?
My inspiration comes from different forms, different things, different situations. It really just depends. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could be inspired by a conversation that I'm having with somebody about a certain thing that may be going on in their life. I can be inspired by what's going on in the world today. I can be inspired by what's going on in my own personal life. You know, my inspiration really just comes from different things and different avenues. So it really just depends mm-hmm. on what's going on at the time or what's really speaking to my spirit and my soul in the moment.
For you, in all of the songs that you have written thus far, what are some of your favorites that you have written thus far that really, you know, meant a lot to you to write?
Wow. Say my favorite is one of my favorites, at least right now, is definitely the Black Love song. I would definitely mm-hmm. say that's a song that's on my website and that the artist actually did a video for a while back. It's called Slip Away. I would say that's definitely one of my favorites. I mean, that's an old record, but it's still one of my favorite records to listen to. And then mm-hmm. to see the video behind it, I mean, that's even more awesome. So I would say that. I'm sure I'm missing a record or two that I can't think of the top of my head, but I would say those two stand out for me at the moment.
Okay. Awesome. And speaking of records, we definitely want to give the folks an opportunity out here to hear some of your records. And so the first one we're going to play tonight is one we actually just got finished talking about a little while ago, entitled Black Rose. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind Black Rose and who joined you on this particular song.
All right. My inspiration from Black Rose was it really just came through the actual music itself. Once I heard the actual track, the concept just kind of just came, and it came, you know, I guess in the form of like a story. Basically, the song
mm-hmm.
is about a person who is, I wouldn't say in a relationship, but, you know, these two people, they're together, you know, spending time together or whatnot, the man in the situation who's with the female, he knows in the long run that this female is not someone who he can really, like, establish, you know, the kind of relationship that he would really want. And he knows that he really should leave the situation alone. But, you know, he's kind of caught up in lust and his feelings in a way kind of also caught up in the situation, even though he knows that the situation is not good for him. And so that actual track just kind of just brought out, you know, the whole concept and idea of that. And the artist, who goes by the name of Tony B, he's from Nashville, but he relocated to California.
Okay.
I felt like that he would be a good fit for the record. I can, you know, once I heard some of his music and his voice and his style, I felt like that he would be a good match for the record. And he delivered on the track. That's pretty much the story and the inspiration, behind that. Shout out to Tony B for, you know, putting his vocals behind this awesome record that's becoming a favorite record that a lot of people are really liking right now.
Oh yeah, Awesome, awesome. And so we're going to play it live for you guys. Here is Black Rose, you guys, right here on the Beautiful Butterfly Show. We'll be right back, you guys. To the Beautiful Butterfly Show. That was Black Rose, written by Heart of the Pen. And don't forget, you guys, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The number is 347-326-9139 is the number. And LeBron, I know with you in the past and even currently, you're always striving to bring us that feel-good, that R&B music back. That so many of us crave. Why do you believe, you know, that we definitely need to get back into our R&B state of mind?
I believe that right now the state of R&B music it's kind of lost. I know a lot of people want to say that it's not really lost. Mm-hmm. We're just in a new, even new era and all of that. And
mm-hmm. Right.
We're here, and I respect that. I just share a totally different opinion. I believe that although we're in a new era, we're in a new wave, I believe that, like, I'm not against trying new things. I'm not against reinventing things, you know, of popular things that, you know, have been around for generations and centuries and all that stuff. I understand that.
Right.
But
right.
When it gets to where you are reinventing and you're doing things that you're doing it to a point where you can't even hardly recognize it, then that's when I have a problem with that. What I mean by that is R&B has changed so much that you really can't even hardly really recognize if it's R&B music or not, because it's so trappy now. It's so singy, songy, rappy.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know, it's like every song almost sounds the same, and it's not with a lot of melodies. It's with some melodies and some song, but then you have the rap element that comes in. That, you know, it's just the feel of it is not the same. I think that it's I think the songwriting is not as strong as it used to be. I think that the genuineness of a lot of R&B songs is not as such. You know, I mean, I remember back in the day when R&B was really popping, you had a lot of songs that really spoke, like they really spoke to you, and they spoke to the point where you even knew the words to the whole song, not just the chorus. Nowadays, you'd be surprised if you even know what the chorus is. And then again, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? And nowadays, that's what a lot of people really kind of go for. They're like, they figure they can write a hot chorus, everything else to carry itself. And that's not what R&B music in my opinion has always been about. Whether it's a new wave or not, I still appreciate a good body of work. I still appreciate a good song that really speaks to you. It's not just about catchy this and catchy that. It's not about a gimmick. It's all about the feel and the, but R&B music and the foundation of the genre was really built on. You know, something else that's missing. Something else that's also missing. And I constantly ask this myself, like, where are the voices of today's R&B music? I mean, we have a few, but we don't have a lot. And the ones that are out there trying to be quote unquote this new R&B or whatever you want to call it now music, they can't hold. To me, they couldn't hold a candle to the R&B music that we would listen to. Like a lot of these people, they couldn't hold a candle to people like Avant, Jaheim, Kiki White, who I think is underrated. Might I
add
112, SWV, Destiny Child, 702, Tyrese. Those just name a few. Like, you think a lot of these R&B artists that hold a candle to those people when it comes to really singing and saying something? Not really. Mm-hmm. You know, I can name a few that I kind of still consider R&B that are still that to a certain degree. Like, I still like Usher's music when he's on his R&B tip. What's that guy's name? Excuse me. Chris Brown. He's, you know, he does some other stuff too. But when he's been on his R&B tip, he's really good. And that may be a few people. Now you have people like the new artists, what's her name? Ella Mai. I like Ella Mai.
Ella Mai.
I like her. Kalani, I think that's how you say her name. She's pretty good as well.
So I mean,
you have a few that are doing something or try to do something when it comes to R&B, but, you know, as a whole, it still needs some work, and we still need some more artists, some more part of the real thing behind the genre of R&B music and really representing well.
Absolutely. And speaking of representing well, the next track we want to play is Love You Down, which I absolutely love also. I actually love all the tracks on here, but this is one that I definitely love also. And so what is your inspiration for Love You Down come from?
All right. Before I get into that, I want to give a shout out to the producer of the last record, The Black Rose, that goes by the name of Dream. Shout out to him for doing the production on that record. I just thought about the name. As far as the Love You Down, when I heard that record, I instantly got like a club vibe automatically. I definitely had a club feel and a club vibe to it. And I wanted to write something to that was like meaningful but also simple. And really I just wanted something to it that you can just really just have a good time. You know what I'm saying? With the record. I want it to be like a good time record, something that you can definitely play in the club, you know, with your lady or something that you can really vibe to, cruise to it, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy. So the artist, the artist on that record that hip hop artist goes by the name of Money Rizzo. He's out of Texas. He's the one that did the rap feature. The R&B artist that goes by the name of Junior, he's out of California. Big voice, very incredible artist. He's doing his thing. I picked him to do the vocals because I felt like that he had the kind of swagger and the kind of, you know, feel and voice that I thought that would appeal to, you know, the masses and people, you know, who are really trying to listen to the record and enjoy it. So they did that. The record was produced by Dennis, the producer. So shouts out to him. And, you know, that's pretty much that.
Awesome, you guys. So here is a Love You Down, you guys, right here on the Beautiful Butterfly Show. Stay locked in, you guys. We'll be right back with more Heart of the Pen right here on the Beautiful Butterfly Show.
Yo, hold up, baby girl, so bad, she got the rosa, what, I gotta come see what's up, baby, I'll let you play me drink in your cup, what?
Let me buy you a drink, you look sexy in pink, I love the way you move, I wanna move with you,
yeah.
I'm not the talking shit, cause girl, you the shit, I'm feeling your vibe, I see it in your eyes. Don't gotta take your time, yeah. And let me make you mine. You cause so much havoc, your body, you gotta have it. Baby,
yeah.
Let me love you down.
You're
the only thing that's on my mind.
I'm
the only one.
My
your body's looking right.
So
let me give it to you.
That dress, those shoes, she's so blessed. That body, oh yes, got me fantasizing y'all like this. Yeah.
So intoxicating, yeah. So electrifying,
yeah.
So breathtaking. Our chemistry, no denying.
Yeah.
The way you move those hips, the way you lick your lips, it only intensifies. My sexual desire. Make beautiful music. You're in a freak I'm pursuing. I'm high off you. Your body got me subdued. Come back to my crib. Let me show you how I'm living.
on your name and your cell phone dish. The dress that you're wearing, how your body fit, make your boy scratch his head and really wonder how you sit. Baby, listen, I just wanna kick it. Get to know you while we down on European dishes. Snapchat video, Instagram pictures, just so you can really know your boy is rocking lit. Baby girl, let's hit the road tonight. Sunroof open, blowing loud like pipes. Ay, kick your shoes off, get them seats look nice. Bumping Russell Price and Tiller, cause I know what you like. Right, I'm a thriller like Mike Jackson, Jordan, get a swagger tight. Anywhere, anytime, like I'm Brian McKnight. No bullshit, believe the hype from that night.
Baby, let me hold you down. You're the only thing that's on my mind. Everybody's looking right. Let me give it to you all damn night.
Let me give it to you. Let me give it to you.
Let me give. Let me give it. Yeah. Yeah.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Beautiful Butterfly Show. I'm your host, Bianca Fly, and that was Love You Down, another incredible, awesome track written by Heart of the Being, who we have on the show tonight. And we actually have a question coming from Facebook for you. This one comes from LaRonda from Atlanta, Georgia. She wants to know, who are some of your favorite artists currently?
Who are some of my favorite artists currently? Let's see. Some of my favorite artists currently are, you know, that's a good question, to be honest with you. It's so hard for me to really stay in tune with a lot of the music now because a lot of it sounds so much of the same. And
right.
So it's kind of hard for me to really pick. But I guess I would say some of my favorite artists, I like Wale, hip-hop artist. Wale, I love his music whenever he puts something out. I'm a huge fan of Lil Wayne. I saw hip hop go wildly. The other music I like, Ariana Grande, I think that's her name. She's a pop on her beat type artist.
Right.
I like her. I like Kay Michelle. I'm a big fan of Kay Michelle. I love her music.
Yeah, she's very talented.
She's really good. I mean, I would say those are a few right now that I can think of the top of my head.
Awesome. And for you, having your music out here and different people come and be a part of it and sing on it and help produce and all these different things, where eventually would you like to see your music go? Where would you like, you know, to see your songs go in the next 5 years, say?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, there used to be a point in time when I was, you know, doing music like I'm doing now, where my main goal was always to get placed. To be the songwriter that got placements, big song placements, and things like that. And then as I got older, and you know, lived life a little bit, and the music started changing, my approach to, you know, me putting out my music and things like that, it changed. So my goals changed as well. so, you know, I'm to the point now where I'm kind of taking like an artist approach, even though I'm not an actual artist, where I'm putting out my own content and I'm controlling the narrative of my music and my work and how I want it to be received, how I want it to be put out. And it feels good, you know, to be appreciated, just to see the people's reaction and things like that. I've started my own production and record label company called Hit Songwriting Production. That's mainly a company and a vehicle for me to be able to put out my own music and my own product and merch and things through that company. So basically I'm on my, as I say, entrepreneur thing right now. So my main goal is to grow my label, grow my company, grow my music, and just, you know, be the independent songwriter that just puts out great music. Of course, I definitely want to make a good living doing it where I can do it full time the way I would like to do it and things of that magnitude. So that's definitely a priority. But also just putting out great content and help really bring back R&B music, because I love it so much, to a respectable form, to a form where people can appreciate it and also love it. You know, those are my main goals. So I guess within the next 5 years, you know, I would like for my company, my label, to be a brand and establishment that, you know, has a successful reign of hits and music coming from me to, you know, to the people out there who are still looking for good R&B music and just good music in general. Whether that happens in sales or not sales or whatever, you know, I mean, I leave that up to God. But I know, you know, outside of that, I just want to, next 5 years, I just want to put out great content, have it be received well, have my label pretty much fully established where I'm doing this full time and I'm making a good living, and I'm also still enjoying what I'm doing.
Absolutely agree. And I love the fact that, you know, with the songs that you have written and the people who join it, they are very versatile. And we talked about a little bit in the show about how now, you know, for me, it's even challenging for me to really listen to the radio because so many people sound the same, you know. And so a lot of times I'm getting confused on, I'm thinking it's one artist when it's actually another artist, because, you know, everybody has the sound, you know, the same sound and kind of going for the same effect. And so for you, how important is it to make sure that you give people a variety, that you create your own lane and give them a variety where you don't get lost up in the loop of sounding, you know, oh, well, this song sounds like someone else?
Well, it's very important to me in general to be creative and to, you know, to try not to get caught up in what everybody else is doing, but just be really genuine, but to be really genuine and true to myself and to my art. Because that's what R&B music was also built off of as well, as being genuine, being soulful, and really just kind of just letting it all hang. So it's very important to me to be what's the word for original, because I think that originality is missing so much in today's music.
Absolutely.
Everybody seems like the next big sound, like the next big thing, and mimic after them. Mm-hmm. And it's like originality. Where is your sound? Where is your flow? Where is your original songwriting at? You know, so I definitely aim to be that, you know, with my music and my art.
Absolutely.
And we go back to a question that you did ask me when she asked what was some of my favorite artists, because at the time I couldn't really think at the time, but I thought a few other people. I like Maroon 5. I like them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm I like Trey Song. I like the I like Young Jeezy, excuse me. Rihanna. There's a female, man, I wish I knew what her name was right off the bat, but she put out an album maybe a year or two ago that was really dope. And it was one of my favorite R&B albums. And then if I can think of her name, I would definitely tell you who she is. But those were just a few more people that I thought off the top of my head, you know, that I like as well.
And this one, question comes from Hayward from Ohio. He says, who are some artists that you would like to collaborate with or write for in the future?
Wow. Who are some people? One of them, which is one of my favorite artists of all time, who I would love to do something with or work with on a songwriting tip, would be Mariah Carey. She's definitely somebody who I would love to work with. Kiki Wyatt.
Yeah,
I would definitely. Yes, I truly think she is really underrated. I think she has one of the strongest, mm-hmm. if not the strongest, you know, in the business today,
definitely.
Even though it's not on a commercial level, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
man, she, her and Mariah Carey, Neo is another one of my favorite
mm-hmm.
artists. To go back to the question, I would love to do something with him. Chris Brown, I guess, would be another artist because I think he is absolutely gifted. You know, he's
right.
a very gifted artist. In more than one way. So just to name a few, I would say those few at the top of my head. Oh, and K Michelle.
Mhm. Awesome. And of course, we have another great track for the people, entitled Dear R&B, which was another one of my faves, and it was kind I guess you would say kind of like a letter, you know, to R&B. And so give us a little bit about what Dear R&B is about.
All right. Well, you kind of hit the net. You kind of hit it when you said that. That song was my letter, my open letter to the genre of R&B
mm-hmm.
music. That was my speaking of R&B music and just asking it, as a whole, where are you? Where have you been? And I basically just touched on the different emotions and feelings and things of how I felt about the state of R&B at this time and what I was missing as a fan and hoping and kind of just crying out to it to bring some of that back. And to come out from wherever Rocky is at and really just come out and just really just kind of give us flashes of what the state of R&B is and, you know, and how it's just currently just, you know, kind of non-existent right now. So that was my letter, and that was my way of kind of just calling out R&B and say, hey, you know, I haven't saw you in a while, or you're kind of here and there, and I'm a fan, you know, this is my frustration, this is what I need, you know, can you give me this? So the guy who did this track was the same guy that did the Black Rose track. The guy's name is Tony B. He did another great job on this track. You know, he really brought out, you know, the soulful elements of this record that I really wanted him to. So, he did his thing. The record was produced by Sin V Style. I think that's how you pronounce his name. So shouts out to
mm-hmm.
him. And that's pretty much the story of this record. And this is one of my favorite records, too, might I add.
Awesome, you guys. So we are going to get into it, you guys. This is Dear R&B right here on the Beautiful Butterfly Show, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
R&B, where you
And welcome back, everyone, to the Beautiful Butterfly Show. I'm your host, Bianca Fly, and that was Dear R&B, another amazing, amazing soulful track as well, written by Heart of the Pen. And, of course, just so many amazing songs that you have written, and you can tell that each one is really, you know, comes from your heart, and you put your passion into each song that you have written, and you have collaborated with some great people to put on these tracks and definitely deliver it. How important is it for you when you have written a song and to, you know, find that artist who's going to deliver it the way that you want to? What's that process like for you?
Well, I mean, it's definitely very, very important to me because, one, you know, it's a representation of my artwork. It's a as far as songwriting goes, it's a representation of my brand and the kind of music that I'm trying to put out, you know, to the people, to the fans, to the world. So it's definitely very important that I get somebody or someone who can really embody the story that I'm trying to tell in the song. And it's important that their voice is able to captivate, you know, that kind of magic and that kind of chemistry. You know what I'm saying? Bringing in with the songwriting aspect of the record. So I've been very blessed to have come across some great artists, you know, that are really talented, and really, you know, do a very good to great job on the delivering the kind of records that I'm proud of and that I'm proud to be a part of with them.
Absolutely. And, of course, we are glad that you once again have come on to share your amazing songs with us. And for the folks out here who we often have a lot of artists who come through and who listen to the show, and just those in general who just love that feel-good music, tell them how they can go about going and purchasing or downloading your music and how they can get in touch with you.
All right. Right before I answer that question, I remember I told you not too long in the show that there was an artist that was one of my favorites. I couldn't think of her name, but she put out an amazing R&B. Her name is Lila James. I don't know if you're familiar with her. But
yes,
that's her name.
Yeah.
Right. Well, she put out an album. The last album I listened to be honest with you, was actually my first album that I ever listened to her from. I mean, I had heard her name, so I kind of knew of her and her music, but
right.
I took the time out a while back to listen to one of her last albums that she put out, which is called Beauty for Love, and I love that album, and I love her. So that was the artist that I couldn't think of her name, but that's her name.
Okay.
To go into as far as finding my music and things like that, I currently have a 5-song EP out now called R&B Is Back. There's 5 songs. All songs are written and arranged by me. They're produced by up-and-coming producers, and the vocals are by talented up-and-coming artists. You can find that project on audiomac.com. If you just type the project will come up there, so you can listen to it free there. It's also available on Spotify. So you can look the album up on Spotify. Basically, if you just type in Heart of Pen, you know, my singles and my project will come up on that. So, once again, it's available on audiomac.com under Heart of the Pen, and I'm also available on Spotify my project, and so you just type in Heather Pen, Hearts of the Pen, which is one word on Spotify. My project and my current single will be available there. To find my music in general, I'm also some of my music and my singles are currently available on. They're currently available on Apple Music, iTunes, and also Amazon, as well as Spotify, as I just mentioned. And you can look me up on any of those platforms under Hearts of the Pen. So you just type in Hearts of the Pen, whether you're on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or also Amazon. You type in Hearts of the Pen, my singles and my music will come up there. You can also listen to some of my work as well as my poetry on heartofthepen.com. Heartofthepen.com, that's my website. You can listen to some of my music as well as my poetry on there. You can contact me on Facebook under Heart of the Pen as well. That's my Facebook fan page, Heart of the Pen. I know I'm missing some. Oh, and I have a new Twitter page, and I'm trying to get my followers up there because I just changed my Twitter page. So you can also contact me and follow me there under, S Heart of the Pen. That's S for like Superman, S and Heart of the Pen. That's all one word. That's you can contact me on Twitter and follow me there as well. So. That was pretty much the platforms to where you can find my music, my poetry. You can follow me, contact me. Those are the ways that that you can reach me and my songwriting.
Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. I definitely appreciate you coming on here. I definitely always love the music that you have written. And the effort and the energy that you are putting into just bringing us that good R&B back because we need it. People are definitely craving it. So I definitely hope that you continue to do what you do and create amazing songs for us to be able to listen to. And just want to thank you so much for coming on here and sharing your music, sharing your life. With us on the Beautiful Butterfly Show. I truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and I definitely thank you for having me. As always, you do great work. I continue to follow you and your movement. So thank you for providing a platform for people, not only artists, but just people in general to come on and, talk about their latest projects or works, whether it's music or books or whatever. So thank you for, providing the platform, and thank you for having me, and thank everybody who had some questions to ask me, and thank everybody who also tuned in on the show. Please support my music, support the platforms. I would really appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And with that said, we're going to get ready to get out of here, but once again, thank you so much, and I hope you'll come again. It's soon and bring us more great music. We would definitely love to have you. And I hope you and your family have a good Thanksgiving and eat well and not too much, but eat well and enjoy one another.
Thank you. And I wish you and yours and everybody that's listening also a happy Thanksgiving. Oh, I just thought of one other thing that I wanted to mention real quick.
Yeah.
I also have a website where I'm also selling merch, t-shirts, and things of that nature, representing the company, as well as just representing R&B music, just music in general, beautiful artwork. So if you would like to check it out, you can. The website is shop, dot spreadshirt, spreadshirt.com, and that's /hits his underscore artistic underscore underscore merch. And if you just want to go to Google and just type in Hits Artistic Merch, the website will come right up there. So I thought I added it in, but everybody have a blessed and thankful Thanksgiving, including you.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate it. And I will be talking with you again soon, and you have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you. And you just want to thank you for having me.
No problem. All right, you guys, that was Heart of the Pen. Make sure you go and check out him. I will be putting his information, website, Facebook, all of that on the Beautiful Butterfly Show page so that you guys may connect with him as well. Go and listen to his incredible music from his mixtape entitled R&B is Back, you guys. So we definitely want to thank LeBron for joining us. I appreciate you. And all that you do. I hope you guys out there enjoy the show this evening. Enjoy the music. I hope you guys have an incredible fellowship with your family and friends and loved ones tomorrow. Be safe in your travels. And we're going to see you next week over here on the Beautiful Butterfly Show. I am Bianca Fly. You guys have an incredible rest of your evening and a fantastic rest of your week.
Instagram.com/TheBeautifulButterflyShow. Also on Facebook.com/ the beautiful butterfly show. And last but certainly not least, you can also catch up with us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/